All right, Steven. Parallel World again.
Welcome back. I'm great. How are you?
Good. So, PDC is coming up, and so I know that parallelism is kind of a big thing.
I'm really psyched.
Totally. What's going on? I think you're having a pre-con. What is that?
Yeah, so we've got a whole lot of great stuff planned for the PDC. Mm-hmm. We were actually really hoping to do a whole lot of stuff last year, but it got rescheduled to this year.
Sure.
So we've got a whole bunch of breakout sessions and some other things. We also have this pre-con, which is the day before, I guess, the rest of the PDC starts. Okay. And whereas a lot of the things we're doing at the breakout sessions and our announcements at the PDC are around kind of forward-looking things and things that are coming, we're really taking advantage of the pre-con to help developers write multi-threaded applications today, specifically with .NET. So I'm a .NET developer. I work for an ISV or an enterprise. I've got these dual-core boxes or these quad-core boxes, and I want to take advantage of parallelism. Or I'm doing a lot of stuff that it just has asynchronously. Maybe I only have a single core, but I want to write responsive applications. How do I do that with today's technologies? Mm-hmm. What are the best practices I need to be aware of? How do I build up some of these higher level abstractions that make my life easier when writing my applications? What are the pitfalls? How do I avoid them? And all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
So it's going to be pretty fun. We've got, there's three of us doing this parallelism pre-con, mm-hmm. which has been doing very well in terms of attendance. So I don't know if there are any limits on how many people can attend these things, but people should definitely go register now. Yeah. But it's me and Joe Duffy, who is also familiar to your viewers. Joe is the dev lead for our parallel extensions effort. And then also David Callahan, who's a distinguished engineer at Microsoft on the parallel computing platform team. So the three of us together are doing this pre-con. There'll probably be a little bit of an overview of the state of the industry and so forth, but it's really nitty-gritty, deep dive into today's technology. How do I write these parallel applications today?
Excellent. And I mean, of course, TPL has been out in CTP form for a while now.
Right.
So how's it doing?
TPL is doing great. Parallel Extensions is doing great. We're getting a whole lot of terrific feedback on it. And mm-hmm. at the PDC, we're going to have some interesting things to say about the direction and where it's headed.
That's based on the feedback.
That's based on the feedback.
Nice.
Because it's been incredibly positive. Mm-hmm. There'll be announcements around next version of Visual Studio and all that kind of stuff and how it plays in. TPL, P-Link, the response has been incredibly positive. People have been trying it out and writing to us, quotes like, "I'm getting performance I never dreamed was possible with so little code," and things like that. So we're really excited about it. That's not to say we're done. There's a whole lot of work left we're doing, and it's been a few months already since we released our last CTP, and we've been doing basically nonstop work on it, with our teams actually been growing. So more and more people doing more and more things. We've got a lot of work left to do with addressing customer feedback, adding more features that customers have been asking for, but mm-hmm. largely just making it really, really high performance. A lot of the work we did with the previous CTPs was around getting the programming model out there such that developers could play with it and see if it met their needs and if it was easy to use and if it addressed their issues. And now it's all about allowing them to do so but getting the utmost in performance out of their application, driving the overhead down of creating tasks and using parallel loops mm-hmm. and adding as parallel to your link query, getting it to the point where you're really getting as much raw performance out of your box as possible.
Cool. And are you finding that there's some developers that aren't really sure how to use it? So in other words, what I mean is you have to know when to parallelize.
Absolutely.
It's not always obvious.
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest issue that we have with parallel extensions and will have even after it's released. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're really trying to do with it in the first release is make it easy to express parallelism, make it easy to eliminate a significant amount of the boilerplate that it takes to write your parallel applications. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't eliminate the need for you to understand shared state and understand what it means to lock and protect your shared state and what it means to synchronize across multiple threads. You still need to be aware of that. You still do need to understand how things are being executed on the box. But by being able to take your for loop and turn it into parallel for loop, if there is no shared state, just like that, you get these parallel speedups. Mm-hmm. And if there is shared state, you still need to be an expert to understand that. It's certainly moving the industry forward. It's certainly moving .NET forward. Mm-hmm. But it'll be quite a while before any developer without any knowledge of synchronization and multi-threading will actually be able to write fully multi-threaded applications. There's still a significant kernel of knowledge there that's important.
Cool. Well, hey, I mean, people can learn more at the pre-con.
Absolutely.
Shout out for Ritzy, because I know she wants everyone to market the PDC. But the pre-cons are actually a part of the PDC, I think, go way too unnoticed. Because you think, ah, it's just the pre-conference. It's not the real conference.
Well, and it's actually the part that I was most excited about, which is why I wanted to get involved in it. Because you have an entire day focused on one topic, a deep dive where I can go and I can learn about multi-threading, and then as soon as I leave the PDC, I don't have to wait however long it is until the next releases that are being talked about there come out. I can use that knowledge immediately in the application that I release tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And so that's, I'm really excited about it.
And further, if they, you know, if they stay awake and listen, and I'm just kidding.
Which they're going to have to, because we're so
educated. You guys are great. They'll actually have a really good sort of foothold on what they're going to be learning about, right? Mm-hmm. The future of the technology.
Which is, it's a nice progression, not only in terms of, you know, learning at the PDC and going home and taking advantage of it, but just spending the week at the PDC. When you come to the pre-con the day before, you mm-hmm. learn, you know, everything there is to know about where things stand today, and then in the breakout sessions throughout the week, and the keynotes, and anything that, you know, any other things that we're doing special at the event, it really sets the stage for what's coming next.
Outstanding. Well, hey, thanks for your time, Steve. I know you've got to get back to work.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.